participating Terrible Chevron location on Raiders game days. Catch a scratch card and enter your unique code in the Terrible Social House app. And you could score that week's $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Terribles, your only place to shop, scratch, and score. Visit Terribles.com for more details.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in our next half hour, a lot of people have been unhappy with Barb Zagafsky as Secretary of State. And I've been one of those that have been critical of the SOS, the Secretary of State. But now somebody's come out and is suing the Secretary of State. Rob Lauer is the founder and political reporter from 360newslasvegas.com. And he is going to court relative to some Facebook posts. And we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, it's a Friday afternoon, so that means more activity out there on area freeways. And it shows by checking out the traffic cams at 4:30. You're bumper-to-bumper right now, US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho, as commuters are inching along into the construction zone up ahead on the downtown freeways there at the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at Main Street, only two lanes available there out of four. On the other end as well, 515 westbound at Eastern, only two lanes available through there, and it's taking quite a while to get through there, so you might take another route. Also, heavy volumes on the 15 northbound at Sunset and southbound at Oakey.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders running back Josh Jacobs did practice yesterday. However, head coach John Gruden referred to him as really questionable in terms of whether or not he could potentially play against the Chargers coming up on Monday night. Speaking of injuries for the Raiders, Jalen Richard has been designated to return from IR after he hurt his foot early on in training camp. That means there is now a 21-day window that has been opened. He either has to be activated to the 53-man roster over those 21 days, or he is done for the season. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13-valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition. It's a busy breaking news sort of day here on Live and Local. It's always good to have Rob Lauer on, political reporter and one of the best in the business with 360newslasvegas.com. And he joins us. You are taking matters into the court's hands relative to Barb Zagafsky. And I know a lot of people have been critical of Barb Zagafsky, the Secretary of State, for a host of different reasons. Many having to do with elections. But this is something a little different. First of all, welcome to the show. It's good to have you on again. And tell us what you're doing.
Well, thanks, Kevin. I really appreciate having you on. And I really appreciate all that you're doing for election integrity and so forth. But the story that I actually wrote is not about election integrity, but it's about something related to elections. And that's there's an agency that the Secretary of State created last year during the election called the Cybersecurity Office, which was charged with, well, monitoring your Facebook and Twitter posts. And they would flag them, and we discovered that Facebook provided them, provided the Secretary of State's office, a direct phone number, email, and point of contact to send those flagged posts to and ask them to be removed. And we did this through a public records or freedom of information request a few months ago, and we discovered that this portal and access point was provided to the Secretary of State's office in our initial public records request. Well, since then, Judicial Watch successfully sued the Secretary of State of California and then Secretary of State of, I think it was Iowa, and discovered that their agency, similar agency, had flagged and removed their posts from YouTube and Google and so forth. So we decided to serve the Secretary of State's people with another public records request for all the posts, all the Facebook and Twitter posts that this Elections Cybersecurity Office flagged, and we want to know what they flagged. We wanted a screenshot of them. We asked them to find out all the communications within the office and externally. And we served it to them lawfully on, I think it was July 7th. And they ghosted us. They didn't respond. They didn't even reply. They didn't acknowledge it. We sent them emails, phone calls. For over 2.5 months, they just ghosted us and pretended they never even heard about it. And so I just had it. You know, we have a lawful right. The public has a lawful right to know what they're doing. They're not a secret agency of the federal government's. This is the state Secretary of State's office who does not have the protections of state secrets. We, the public, we pay the bills. We have a right to know, and I serve them. So today we have sued them in state court, seeking an order from a court to turn over those documents.
And by the way, just for the record, you sent this notification on July 7th of this year, and they have, by statute, am I right, they only have five business days in which to comply or to explain what they're doing. Have they contacted you at all throughout this period?
Well, that's a funny thing you ask. So they, like I said, they ghosted me the entire time. I called the person there who we sent it to, their press agent, who I, by the way, I've dealt with her multiple times in other requests, and she's responded timely for the most part. But this time she literally didn't reply, didn't acknowledge the service through email. I sent several emails following up. I made phone calls following up last week. I called the executive office and told them we do plan to sue if they don't comply. And we sued them. And today we got a response. And they acknowledged that they did get it. And they claimed there was some grammatical error, and that's why they didn't respond, which is nonsense. The order was very clear. The same exact language, the same exact form that we have used and our lawyers created, they've responded to time and time again over the last 12 months. This time they didn't. And I suspect they don't want the public to know what Facebook, Twitter posts they flagged and requested be removed. I think this is a real potential embarrassing issue.
So when they contacted you today, did they provide the emails in question, or did they provide you with an explanation?
Neither. They just said we acknowledge we received it on July 12th, and which I don't believe because we emailed it on the 7th, but let's say the 12th. It's now 2.5 months later. They still have an obligation to comply. They still do today. Every day that goes by, they have an obligation to comply, and they just are refusing to do so. So we have no choice but to take them to court. We have filed a lawsuit. I have a great attorney. Adam Breeden is an outstanding professional attorney, knows the law, and we're going to see what the court says, and we're willing to go to the Supreme Court to fight this. It's important that news agencies have the right to access this data and report on it to the public so the public knows. And so we hold these lawmakers and these policymakers accountable. We need to hold them accountable. That's my job.
What is the outcome you are hoping for? Do you just want the emails, or do you want some penalty involved? I mean, there's got to be some accountability on the part of the government.
Well, you're exactly correct. We want sanctions. We want our attorneys paid, fees paid, and we want to take their deposition, because at this point I don't believe them. We want to put them under oath and depose them, these officials, and find out specifically what they did and what they didn't do, and the documents and what's going on. I mean, the fact that they have an election cybersecurity office in this controlled by the Secretary of State's office that's monitoring our posts sounds like something out of the Soviet Union. Frankly, it's appalling that our government is monitoring our private communications on Facebook and Twitter and in groups with our friends and our beliefs and thoughts. Listen, if they don't like something, they can certainly call up reporters. They can put out their own press release. I know Barbara Sagaski has gone on the news, she speaks out all the time about things that she doesn't agree with. They have that right to do that, but we have a right to post things and stand by them. And this is just over the top that they're monitoring and communicating with Facebook directly and asking them to remove documents and posts. That's just outrageous.
It is one thing, Rob Lauer, to acknowledge that, oh yeah, we received it on July 12th, and we've got your request. It's another to explain why they haven't complied with the request. Did they give you any indication of why they didn't do it?
Yes, they emailed me today and claimed that the minor grammatical error on the fourth page was the reason they decided not to comply.
That it invalidated your request?
Well, considering that was the same form we served them multiple times over the last year, in fact, I did find that correction and I did send it in to them after, in the previous 2 months I've sent it to them. So here's the deal, though. Even if there was a grammatical error, the law still says, the NRS still says they have to comply within 5 days and acknowledge and reply. They could reply back in 5 days and say, there's an error, please correct the error. They don't get to say, we're going to ignore the public records request because you made a grammatical error down on page, third page. So it's just nonsense, and they're playing games, and it's clear they don't want to comply. They've not, and again, they're still not complying. And so I think it's vital that we take this kind of action. And by the way, this is the first of many actions that we're planning to take over the next several weeks. We are planning to take several more legal actions against other agencies.
Again, Rob Lauer joining us, the founder and political reporter for 360newslasvegas.com. I must ask you, because I'm not an attorney and I don't know how the courts work, have your attorneys given you any indication of what kind of timeline we're looking at? Are we looking at being able to get in front of a judge in 2 weeks, 5 weeks, 8 weeks?
Well, we're asking for an order shortening time, and we're going to be hopefully in front of a judge within 30 days. And then from there, hopefully we get a ruling, and then I assume either side, you know, they can appeal it to the Supreme Court, and we can appeal it to the Supreme Court. So it may take a little bit of time, but in the end, you know, this is the process that we have, and we have to go through the legal process. But I think we're willing to go all the way through to the Supreme Court and do whatever it takes to get this information. This information, the public has the right to know if the Secretary of State and our state government is essentially spying and monitoring their Facebook and Twitter accounts. That's the issue. And what they're doing with that information, collecting that data, and then reporting that data to Facebook and Twitter and asking them to remove it. And so there has been, obviously, we know, just by watching the news, listening to you, Kevin, that there's been a dispute between Barbara Sagaski and President Trump and the supporters of President Trump going back over the last year and a half, over the election integrity, and so forth. So there's different points of views, and we have to respect those points of views, but it's important that all those points of views are represented in the news and on Facebook and Twitter, and that Barbara's not, and her folks are not, taking down opposing points of view. And that's the real issue that we're concerned about. We've seen Facebook and Twitter censor conservatives time and time again. They don't seem to censor the left when they make mistakes or egregious or violate community standards. They only seem to censor Republicans, and that's the concern.
Do you get a sense that this criticism of Barb Zagafsky as Secretary of State, after what you've experienced here, that it's warranted?
I do. I've been writing about this office and about her tenure for many years. I think she's made numerous egregious mistakes over the years in policy, on a policy basis. I reported back, I think it was 2017, that Barbara Sagaski actually signed a stipulation in a court, settled a lawsuit with Mi Familia and the ACLU. We actually documented it at our 360 News website, and we have her signature on the settlement agreement, letting illegal aliens register to vote through the DMV and agreeing not to block that. She signed that. So I've been a very big critic of her. She supported and signed off on Dominion machines. We know they've been problematic. So we know that she, for example, she said this last year that she conducted a thorough investigation of a sample of the disputed election results and found about 8 or 10 folks she thought violated the law. Well, where are the lawsuits? Where are the criminal prosecutions of those 10 or 12 folks?
Good
who
point.
Violated the law. She hasn't done anything. She hasn't brought one criminal prosecution against anyone her whole time. You know, at least Ross Miller, the Democrat, he brought criminal prosecutions against folks for fraudulently registering people. So she hasn't done anything, as far as I can see, and a lot of people have seen.
Wow. Rob, if folks want to find out more about what you're up to, how can they find you?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we have a website at 360newslasvegas.com. We also have our 360 News Facebook page. Unfortunately, you know, we find that they're often shadow banning some of our content. And so we really ask folks to go to our website to really check out what we're doing and see our daily broadcast and what we're reporting. And we try to report things, and we tell people we report things from a conservative point of view. You have the rest of the state. You have John Ralston. You have all these other channels who are reporting on the left. Propaganda, I call them like Democrat infomercials, frankly. That's all they really are. And I'm reporting with sources and information from a conservative perspective, but I am reporting the facts and content and news that the other side is ignoring.
Hey, Rob, always good to visit with you. You have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
There you go. Rob Lauer, the founder and political reporter for 360newslasvegas.com. Check him out. Interesting stuff. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love watching games in my favorite sports bar. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Great food, passionate fans. It's really a fun experience. And in a packed sports bar, I can hear conversations at our table. I can hear conversations at other nearby tables. For years, I couldn't make out conversations in crowded sports bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. And he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, we'll be joined by Congressman Mark Amaday from CD2. And I'm watching on the monitor here in the studio. I'm watching the House of Representatives. They are in session, but there's still no word on when there might be a vote. We'll get firsthand coverage from Congressman Mark Amaday. When are they going to vote on these infrastructure bills, the $1.2 trillion and the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bills, the human infrastructure bill, and, of course, the regular brick-and-mortar, roads, bridges, you know, broadband kind of stuff. When will we end up getting to those votes? They're voting on stuff, but just not those bills. We'll see what the latest is from Mark Amaday coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Meet Grant.
Hello.
He's a father and a motivational speaker. He's also the founder of the Karma Box Project that allows people to give non-perishable food, first aid, and toiletries to those in need.
I've struggled with addiction from opioids many years. I lost my job, my home, and even my family. But now, I'm in recovery and I've pieced my life together again. I'm doing better than ever.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What a way to end the week. I mean, there's just not a better way to do it than with Britney Spears. And a gentleman, Jim Dallas, who follows everything Britney Spears. I mean, he knows everything going on in her life, including the conservatorship. We've got breaking news on that front, and it's, oh, God, this is great.
And I nearly know every inch of her body, too, based on...
Is there something you'd like to share with the rest of the class?
you know that Britney Spears has been going through this conservatorship with her father, who has been basically in control of her affairs for about 13 years, and that has ended earlier this week.